the Hebrew language that we have today isn't even the same language that they used back in the time of Christ. And yet people say, oh, if you don't call on Yeshua's name, you're not really saved. No, if you don't call on Jesus' name, you're not saved. Jesus is the name above all names, and anybody that's going to come to me and say, oh, you know, you got to call on Yeshua, is not saved. Amen. They're not saved. I don't care what any Baptist says. I don't care what any Hebrew, I don't even care what the Pentecostals say. I don't care what any of these other movements say. The Bible says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. At the name of Jesus. And anybody, you know, there's kids in this movement that come to me all the time. Oh, you know, I've uninstalled the name of Jesus and I put his real Hebrew. No, that's a bunch of garbage. It's a lie from Satan. And it's time as the people of God that we wake up.
Amen.
We need to, you know, the only way we're, people are like, oh, we need to take America back. You know, the only way we're going to take America back is if we get serious about the Word of God. We have to be serious about these things. And if we don't get serious, if we don't have more Corbin Brocks rising up, if we don't have more Garrett Weisses rising up, if we don't have more Chris Gillums and men of God that are going to rise up, Satan's going to overtake this country. And he's already doing it right now. And Christians, you know, parents come to me all the time. Oh, why is my kid falling out of church? Why is my children falling away? Why don't they want anything to do with the Lord? Well, because you don't even go to church. Amen. You're not even in church. And you wonder why your kids, oh, you know, why are they falling? That's why they're falling away. Because they're not in church. They're not around the people of God. That's what the Bible says. Do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. We shouldn't forsake that. When people forsake it, well, why wonder why your kids go off in the world? Amen. Why do you even wonder? But this Yeshua thing is garbage. It's a lie from hell. It wasn't invented till the 1800s. And it's historically proven. I proved it to these people, and yet they still say, oh no, Yeshua is the real name. No, Jesus is his name. Amen. And one day you'll bow at that name. One day you will bow at the name of Christ. The Bible says every knee shall bow. The Bible says in Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Let me ask you a question. If Satan knows that there's one name that you can be saved by, don't you think he'd have a strategy to shut down that name?
Amen.
Don't you think he'd have like some sort of battle plan to just shut down the name of Jesus? But people are like, oh no, you know, Yeshua is his real name. And some people even go as far as to say that Jesus is a pagan name. What in the world is the church coming to? And you know what? We got a younger generation rising up that is going to put a stop to this. We're going to shut down the Jehovah's Witness. We're going to shut down the Mormons. We're going to shut down all these false movements and bring in the gospel of Christ. And the Hebrew rooters are no different than the Jehovah's Witness. I know this sermon is going to offend people. I know people, my former friends, are all going to look at me and say, you're an idiot, Brother Powell. But let me tell you something. If you reject what I have brought forth in this message, then you are not saved. And you're on your way to hell. You say, oh, how can you say that? Well, the Bible says you can judge. The Bible says you shall know them by their fruits. You can know a false prophet by his fruits. And it's very evident that the fruits of the Hebrew Roots movement are disgusting and damnable and damning thousands of souls to hell. Amen.